Hi, I'm your host, Caius, and this is CollieCast number 21. In science, we're learning about wind, and Mr. Collie gave us an assignment to write folk tales about where wind comes from. Today, we have six extraordinary students. We're going to tell you about where wind comes from by reading you their folk tales. Well, here we go.
Hi, my name is Doug, and I'm going to tell you my wind folk tale. It's called Where Wind Came From. Once in the forest of Africa, there was a kind wind spirit which looked after all the animals of the world. It so happened that there were only animals in Africa. The wind god's purpose was to observe the animals and see if they were getting along. Then the only source of water dried up. The wind god didn't know that the evil sun god had evaporated up all the water. The tiger, Zack, the bird, Sydney, the frog, Larry, and all the other animals started to blame Steve the elephant for drinking up all of the water. Steve was so outraged that at night he started to make noises. One night, Steve yelled, "Why did you blame me? The spring probably dried up." Everybody was cranky in the morning, but the wind god waited to see how the animals worked it out. The conditions didn't change, so the wind god bellowed so hard that the animals got blown to other countries. That's why there is wind, and it also explains why there are animals all over the world. So when there is a gust of wind, the animals are not getting along.
Hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm going to tell you my folktale. Once there were two nice giants, and they were good friends, and they knew each other since they were little. Their names were Larry and Bob. Bob and Larry lived by themselves in the prairies, so all there was in the grass were a few plants they'd grown, two houses, and a big pond with fish, frogs, and many other things. A month later, the government decided to make a village a half mile away from Larry's and Bob's house. A year later, that happened. One sunny day at 2:13 p.m., Bob, the huge giant, asked Larry, "What do you want to do?" "I don't know. Hey, let's go play on the swing set on our playground." So they did, and they got on it and started swinging their legs. Bob was swinging his legs so hard that you could see air swishing around his legs. Larry was doing the same, but he couldn't see wind around his feet. Larry was so tired that he got off the swings and took deep breaths and wiped the sweat off his head. Meanwhile, in the village, all of a sudden, there is an unbelievable blow of air that blew so hard in the village. It came from Bob swinging his legs very hard. It also came from Larry taking hard deep breaths from being very tired. The villagers freaked out and screamed like crazy. They knew it wasn't from any other people in the village, but they did know there were two giants that lived a half mile away from them. They ran all the way to Bob's and Larry's house. They saw what the two giants were doing and saw all the air moving around them. Oh, that's them that are making wind. So whenever there's a lot of wind flowing by, it's Larry and Bob. That is where wind comes from.
Hi, my name is Dalton, and I am going to tell you my folk tale. Once upon a time, in a happy land, there was only animals. There was a hyena named Jure. Jure was special. He could run fast. In fact, the fastest in all of the land. He had two friends named Jaleel and Brer. They were hyenas as well. Jure liked to compete in races, yet he was modest. But one day, things changed. Before he could even wake up, he heard a knock on his door that would change the world. He got up from bed and jogged to the door. When he opened the door, he was surprised to see Brer in the doorway. Brer started to yap as Jarrer signaled for him to come in. Then Brer stopped, took a breath, then said, "I want to race you." Really? Jerry managed to say in the midst of his laughter. Yeah, Brer said breathlessly. Jerry gave Brer a confused look. There was a moment of silence. So, want some coffee? Jerry finally said to break the long, boring, odd moment of silence. Sure. So, yes or no on the race, huh? Brer said, anxious for an answer. Well, I don't see why not, so sure. Jerry said, unsure of his answer. Yes, Brer said excitedly. At 2 p.m., the race fans poured into the Coliseum, excited for the first race in 8 months. At 3 p.m., the race started with a loud bang. Jerry started at a jog, but that was plenty for him to be in first. Then, the unthinkable happened. Jerry tripped. Gasps came from all sides of the Coliseum. Brer took the lead. Jerry tried to get up as fast as possible, and then he ran so fast he broke his own record. Then he proceeded to set and break two more speed records. Eventually, he ran so fast, the stands, the crowd, and everything around either moved dramatically or even completely fell over. That is why we have wind.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I am going to read you my folktale. It's called Where Wind Comes From. Once upon a time, there was a gigantic dog named Brett. Brett was a dachshund. He had two friends, and their names are Pearl and Duke. Brett had more friends, too, but they were all people from the village. They lived in the village next door from Brett's doghouse. He would visit Coley Town whenever he had the chance, but Brett had a secret. He loved to bake. So Brett, a dachshund, would bake every day. He made almost everything that could be baked, but one day, he was listening to the radio and he heard of the chocolate chip cookie. So he got out everything and he started to bake the chocolate chip cookies. Then he put them in the oven and put the timer on for 15 minutes. When he took them out of the oven, he waited 10 minutes because they needed to cool down. Then when they were done, Brett ate them all at once. When he was done, he started to feel a cuckoo. So he thought that running would make it all better, but it didn't. When Brett was running, he started to go faster and faster. He ran through the town like a crazy man. Everyone was wondering where all the wind came from, so Pearl and Duke started to see Brett slowing down. The dog said, "That is Brett." Once the villagers noticed him, they all got a lot of water. Then the villagers all knew where the wind came from. It just goes to show you that you should not eat all that you bake at once. The end.
Hi, my name's Kalani, and I'm going to read you my wind folktale called Where Wind Comes From. Once upon a time, there was a god of wind named Maktar. He lived above a small village called Tabuland. Maktar was the fastest god of all. He was the type of god that had lots of fame, power, and above all, respect. Maktar never lost a race. When Maktar was participating in a race, his whole family enjoyed going to watch him. Maktar made tons of money, so his children, Wind and Breeze, didn't have to go to school. But there was a secret that Maktar kept from everyone. It was that he cheats to win the races. He takes a pill that physically enhances his body. Only one other person knew about this, at least he thought, and that was his doctor. Another wind god, whose name was Fuchsia, had found out that his lifelong friend was cheating. Fuchsia didn't exactly know how Maktar was cheating. He had a servant named Archon. Fuchsia said to his servant Archon, "Steal me Maktar's enhancement pills." A few hours later, Fuchsia went to visit Maktar at his estate. Fuchsia challenged Maktar to a race to the other side of the world and back. He didn't let on that he too took the enhancement pills. Someone counted down at the starting line. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! The two gods dashed off as fast as they could. Due to Maktar taking so many enhancement pills, it damaged his body inside. Maktar lost the race and decided to confess about the pills. He was panting furiously. Little did the villagers know of Tabuland that when a gush of wind passed them by, Maktar and Fusha just finished their race. So whenever you feel wind, just remember Maktar, Fusha, and the Great Race.
Hi, my name is Angeline, and today I'll be telling you a story about a wind folktale. My wind folktale is called Where the Wind Comes From, and this is how it goes. One day, a giant named Peter lived in a nice town. All of the people were smaller than him, but they treated Peter the same. Peter always helped them reach higher places or other things that they could, but he couldn't. The next day, the town got together when Peter was asleep. Peter needed the sleep because he was very tired. They were talking about all the great things he did for the town. So they were thinking about having a feast or a ceremony for Peter. They were thinking for 2 days. 2 fast days zoomed by. Wanda, the counselor, came out with a clipboard and said, "I calculated the votes, but it was an even vote." Ben came out of the huge crowd and said in a loud voice, "How about both?" Everybody's agreement was yes. "Finally, we finished the tables," they said. "It could use some candles." And the others responded, "Okay." Wanda was worried that everything would not be perfect. After they finished putting the candles on every table, Peter woke up, and they all said, "Surprise!" Peter got so excited that he kicked the tables, and they burst into flames. Even the metals were melted. Everybody was screaming, "Help me! Please help!" Peter yelled, "Stop!" He tried to blow out the flames, but it didn't work. So he asked everybody to help him. They all blew as hard as they could. Not only did it work, but they were spinning round and round. Once that stopped, they flew like the wind. And that's where the wind comes from. The end.
That's all. I hope you liked our folktales. Goodbye.